And so Pam had a wonderful sleigh ride with good King Wenceslas and his page. But listen, they're approaching the poor old man.
Slow down here, driver, slow down. We are but a little way from the worthy peasant, who I see is still industriously gathering his logs. I must have a little joke with him before I reveal myself. I'll surprise him.
What's he going to do? You'll soon see.
Hold there. What have we here?
Pardon, sir. Only a poor man gathering a few sticks for his fire.
Know you not where you are and whose logs you are gathering?
This forest belongs, like all this fair land of Bohemia, to our good king. And he would not begrudge me these few faggots.
How do you know this? Have you ever seen your king?
Indeed, no, sir.
Then do you know with whom you now speak?
No, sir. I haven't done any harm.
Page, tell him who I am.
This is his most gracious majesty, King Wenceslas.
Oh, sire, I did not know. I crave your pardon most humbly.
Only my little joke. Look well at my sleigh, my worthy peasant. See, the food, the flesh, the wine, all loaded up. It's all for you.
But, sire, why for me? Why? I can't thank you enough, my little granddaughter.
Your little granddaughter, oh yes, I know all about that poor little sick granddaughter of yours. See those toys, worthy peasant, they're all for her. They'll help her to get well again. Now step in the sleigh with us, man.
Oh, sire.
Sire, we drive to...
We drive to the peasant's hut.
Really, I'm most bewildered.
Through the wintry woods we go.
Riding on a sleigh.
Off to find the peasant's house.
We are so bright and gay.
Thank you, sire, for this surprise. Happiness to bring.
God bless Wenceslas, so wise, Bohemia's famous king. God bless Wenceslas, so wise, Bohemia's famous king.
Here is the hut. Hold there, driver.
Now, my worthy peasant, you go in with your logs, and we'll follow on tiptoe.
Gretel! Gretel! Are you awake?
Grandpa! Oh, darling Grandpa! I'm so glad you've come back to me. Have you brought some wood for the fire?
Aye, and more than that.
Put a few sticks on the fire, Grandpa. It's nearly out, and I'm so cold. What else have you brought? Who is that?
Visitors to see you, dear. Our own good and gracious king.
Oh.
Welcome. Welcome, sire, to our humble home. This is my granddaughter, Gretel.
And how is my pretty little subject, Gretel?
Oh, quite well, sir.
Not quite, sire, but all the better for seeing you.
Well, this will make her well. Page, present the doll.
For me? Thank you. It's all mine.
It was well worth a league's journey to see her face brighten so.
And this is for you, Gretel, as well. Oh, wonderful.
Now, bring in the food and the wine, Page, quickly. We'll all dine here together and celebrate the feast of St. Stephen.
Here is the boar's head, sire.
Oh, the cook has surpassed himself truly well.
Oh, happy day of days.
Three cheers for good King Wenceslas.
Yes, yes, hip, hip, hooray!
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 Hooray! Hooray!
We return to Pam's nursery. It's Christmas morning, and Pam is mysteriously back in her bed. How she arrived there, she just can't remember.
Oh, get up, little mistress. Please get up and do put me back in my box. I've been here with my head out of it all night. I declare I've caught a positively beastly cold while you've been having a wonderful time, I'll wager.
Poor Mr. Jack-in-the-Box, I am sorry. It was gorgeous at the King's Castle and at the Peasant's Hut. Thank you so much for telling me how to find King Wenceslas. I've never before had such a wonderful time.
What precisely did you do?
I saw and heard all the story the carol singers tell. There was the king and the page and the old peasant. The king and I looked out through a window of the castle, and we saw an old man gathering sticks. Listen, Mr. Jack-in-the-Box, the king then said,
Hither, page, come stand by me, if thou knowest telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling? Sir, he lives a goodly Kent, down beneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I shall see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together. Through the rude wind's loud lament and the bitter weather.
And I went with them, and we saw the peasant and his little sick grandchild, and...
Oh, somebody's coming. It's your mother's step. Shut me in, please, little mistress. I must get some sleep.
All right, Mr. Jack-in-the-Box, but you'll talk to me again, won't you?
Any time that we're alone together. Not when the grown-up busybodies are about, Miss Pam. They don't believe that we toys are really alive, you know. Oh, so old and oh, so wise. Such wise ears and such wise eyes. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Jack-in-the-Box. I'll open you when you've had your sleep, and I'll send Mummy out and I'll tell you more about my adventures last night. I've heaps to tell. Oh, I haven't looked in my pillowcase. I even forgot it was Christmas morning and...
Merry Christmas, Pam, darling. A merry, merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mummy. Look at all the things Father Christmas has put in my stocking. Isn't it wonderful?
I have a bigger Christmas present for you than all those things put together. Guess what it is?
I can't, Mummy. Please tell me.
It's Daddy. Daddy come back by plane in time for Christmas Day. Come on, Bob. Show yourself.
Pam. My own little darling Pam.
Daddy. Daddy. Oh, darling Daddy. Home again. In time for Christmas.